This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two pops and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the Bead Dry Waterproofing Hotline. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Glad to be with you this morning. Oh, my goodness.
What a night.
What a evening in the world of sports on Twitter. What a night. Benjamin McKee, Charlie Burse, good morning, individuals.
Good morning.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am wonderful, my friends. Feeling great this morning. Got up, dressed, ready for the day.
I'm glad you got dressed when you woke up.
No. I woke up dressed.
Oh, okay.
I didn't wake up.
So what you're saying is...
I didn't wake up to get dressed. I already was dressed from the night before. That's how I roll. I take my shower. I get dressed for the show before I go to bed.
It's an interesting concept.
Yes. And then I just wake up. I wash my face. I brush my teeth. I have some reflection time. This morning I was outside watering my grass.
I saw that. You weren't the only one. I saw several people... in the yard, cutting grass and weed eating.
Yeah, so
getting the sprinklers turned on.
Yeah, so you know, I was up, but I was already dressed last night.
But you had some energy, you had some oomph in your step this morning.
I mean, I'm surprised because I was up late last night watching Dan Woken and Mike Leach go after each other on Twitter. We needed this in the month of June. We needed it. We needed a coach to finally come out and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to speak my mind. Even though Mike Leach, I don't know if he won the battle, but we will discuss it because I think it is a fantastic conversation to have about media today and the interaction between coaches and the relationship between coaches and the media. We saw how that dynamic played out here in Knoxville over the last couple of years, and how a lot of Tennessee fans, they got a chance to see who was the propaganda pilots in the Knoxville media, and they got a chance to see who was telling them the truth the whole time. And so nice situation there between Mike Leach and Dan Woken, because we can relate a little bit. We'll have Ryan Callahan from GoVols 24/7. He will join us to talk recruiting. I got to keep up with recruiting. A ton of movement, a ton of players coming on campus, in-state, out-of-state. A ton of players that are in-state going to other camps and performing. Some of them not performing so well. Does that influence Tennessee's opinion of them coming here? Tennessee officially released a statement about Mondre London and Brandon Kennedy. They're part of this team. They are part of Team 1, I don't know, 2018 football team. Okay? They're on this team. That's all you need to know. And then we'll be also joined by VFL former Vol DB Andre Lott, who just took over the head coaching job at St. George High School there in West Tennessee. He actually is taking over a program that 2 years ago sent off Chase Hayden to Arkansas. So it's the same school that Chase Hayden went to. Andre Lott is taking over as a head coach now. So we have two former Vols who are now taking over as head coaches at high school programs in West Tennessee. Cedric Wilson is taking over a high school program in West Tennessee. And Andre Lott. So how about that?
I love seeing Cedric Wilson, I guess, take over in West Tennessee, because as a Steeler and former Vol combo, he was one of my favorite players growing up.
Not many people can say they won a high school championship, a college championship, and a world championship at the pro level. He did all of those things. High school, college, and pro, he's done that. And now he's going to try to win a championship as a head coach. And he'll be trying to do that. And I got a chance to briefly text back and forth with him yesterday. Just wish him well and congratulate him. Try to get him on the show, and we'll see what happens there. But I remember him talking so bad to us as wide receivers, and so much I tweeted about it, and Trooper retweeted it, and he quote tweeted it and said it was a good meeting, because no one will ever forget that meeting. It was productive. And the reason why I said something about it is because Myles Garrett had so much to say about Kevin Durant being a bandwagon player, but he did not want to hear any criticism from Boogie McFarland, when Boogie McFarland was with the SEC Network, and he was kind of critiquing Myles Garrett's game. And I understand not wanting to hear, you know, criticism from someone who's never done it, because what do you know? Sometimes a person who doesn't know anything may be right. That should matter more than anything else. But Myles Garrett, because he was a five-star coming out of high school, because he was the face of the program in Texas A&M, he just did not want to hear Boogie McFarland's critique. And Boogie McFarland is a Super Bowl winning champion. He is an NFL vet. He's highly respected. I've never understood why an athlete or anyone let their like feelings get in the way. Whether you like someone does not matter. If the person's giving you valuable information that's going to help you improve and be a better player, that should be all that matters. And whether you disagree or agree, why shut down? Myles Garrett refused to do an interview simply because Boogie McFarland critiqued him a little bit. I just found it to be very contradictory of Myles Garrett to proceed to criticize a top two player in the world. Well, you got to get your weight up a little bit, Myles Garrett, before you start trying to critique Kevin Durant, who is at the top of his game.
A two-time world champion, one of the best in the league.
He's at the top of his game. I'm sorry, Myles Garrett, you are an SEC legend, but you are very low on the totem pole in the NFL. And I like Myles Garrett. I like him. I know he played hurt. I know he got some unfair criticism when he was compared to Derek Barnett. I think Derek Barnett's a better football player. But he was playing on one wheel, and he was doing that for his team. I got a lot of respect for how he played. He actually played hurt when we played him. He was on one leg, and he gave his all. I respect him there, but I just thought he was being a hypocrite when he was going after Kevin Durant. But anyways.
That's what playing for the Cleveland Browns will do to a person.
Yeah, man, I just didn't understand that.
It takes you places you don't want to go.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. But anyways, let's get to the phones. Let's get Andy in here, and then we're going to dive in to the juicy fake beef on Twitter. Because why? We're high schoolers.
That's
we're middle schoolers.
Love the drama.
And we want juicy drama. And we're going to talk about it because it relates a little bit to Tennessee. Actually, Tennessee is very much involved.
Yeah, sort of in the middle of all this.
In this whole deal. Tennessee probably is the reason why they are going back and forth. We'll talk about it. But first, let's get to Andy. Let's see if Andy's awake. Andy, good morning.
Let's see, let's start. I'm really excited about seeing this Last Chance U season 3 that's coming out August 20th, I believe, when it starts, come out on Netflix.
A month from today.
To see Emmett Gooden. I'm really fired up about that.
Should be
and
cool.
This new weight room, man, is sexy. I had to stop myself.
Andy, it's 7:11 in the morning. You need to calm down, sir. he need to calm down, sir.
But it is beautiful.
It is beautiful, man. It is beautiful.
Worth every
I'm
penny.
Loving watching these players like really, really just get back into the hard knocks lifting.
Hard knocks lifting. I think you just gave someone an idea to open up a gym or something, Andy. Hard.
That probably already exists. Like.
Hard knocks lifting. I like it. Or like a moving company.
There is a hard knocks gym. John Cena actually calls it.
I'm sure. See,
yeah, there you go.
I'm sure. But I'm with you, Andy. I'm on board with the weight room and what Craig Fitzgerald is doing. When you add up all the money that Tennessee football has invested in Craig Fitzgerald, we're talking about over $1.2 million. And I remember we had this conversation during the strength and conditioning staff, the strength coach search. And Andy, thanks for the phone call. It's good to hear from you. When we were looking for a strength coach, we were talking about what price are we willing to pay for a real strength coach, one that's going to get us results. And we were going up to about $800,000 because we were looking at what Scott Cochran was making at Alabama, who I think is the highest paid strength coach. If he's not, it's the guy at Iowa. But they're making big bucks. They're making coordinator type of money. We decided that $800,000 was more than worth it for a strength coach. Well, Tennessee this year.
Got Iowa. $675,000.
So Doyle.
Mm-hmm. Chris Doyle,
yeah. And then you have Cochran, and then you have Fitzgerald is number three. Definitely he's in the top five. But
and then Mickey Marotti at Ohio State.
Yep.
Alabama, Scott Cochran, obviously. Clemson's Joey Batson, Oklahoma State's Rob Glass. Those are kind of the guys that are in that top tier.
I need to find out what's going on with Rob Glass at Oklahoma State, because one of those is not like the others. Alabama, Ohio State, Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at.
And then if you go down the list, you got Clemson, Texas, UCLA, LSU, South Carolina.
Well, you just look at the style of play.
Yeah.
Iowa, smash mouth. They're going to whoop you in the trenches. That's what they've been doing for a very, very long time. They didn't do it to Tennessee, but that's how they've been successful. Oklahoma State is passive, no defense, no pushing in the trenches on the defensive line, but their strength coach is getting paid top five money. I guess it's for speed.
I guess it's
in conditioning. I guess it's for speed because it ain't for strength.
That offense has a lot of speed in conditioning.
I guess that's what it's for. But Craig Fitzgerald is worth every single penny,
every penny
this year. $1.2 million. New weight room. He added in his salary. That's $600,000.
Yeah, that's literally what I was about to say. He's more than just a salary at this point because he also brought in a nearly $700,000 weight room. So.
Oh, yeah.
And worth it. Worth it 100%.
Tennessee's Twitter the last couple of months have kind of been putting out videos of each assistant coach that is new.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Fitzgerald is the one that I've kind of like fallen in love, quote unquote, with the most. Like, he's the one that's been the most entertaining to me that I've kind of like clung to. I want to hang out with him.
He's the most important.
He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
He seems a little scary, but also a cool dude.
He's supposed to be scary. He's supposed to be scary. And
he's just full of energy. I love it.
He is the most important coach besides Jeremy Pruitt. I know the other coaches, they recruit, they go out, they build relationships in high schools. That's important too. But Craig Fitzgerald spends more time with these players than any other coach. He's going to build a personality. He's going to build toughness. Leaders will be born during his workouts.
It's where your football team is built. The heart and character of the football team is built in the weight room during the summer.
Yes, he is the most important coach other than Jerm Pruitt, in my opinion. 865-255-03, Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us. Swain Events, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerry Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Thank you, Twitter. Twitter blessed us yesterday. After all the political back and forth, oh, so disgusting.
Man, blessed you, but my Twitter was full of freaking Kentucky fans.
Still?
Yeah.
You still have Kentucky fans trolling you?
Yeah, not. I don't know if trolling is the right word, but bringing up their 8 national championships, which John Calipari has only won 1 of them. Yes, they are still in my mentions. I quit responding. It was partly my fault because I kept responding to them.
You didn't block them, did you?
No, okay. I ain't going to block anybody.
Can't block them.
I don't think I have anybody blocked.
Can't block them. They're making your point for you, though.
I know. That's the funny part. I still laugh. One person said, "Listen here, Bowtie Kid." That was pretty funny. And then another person, I have Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible verse,
yes,
in my bio.
Yes.
And somebody told me that since I was trash-talking Kentucky, that I wasn't reflecting that Bible verse well and that I should take it out because I was being a bad Christian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
Yes, because
wow.
What I said about Kentucky is totally off the wall and
yeah, man. Yeah.
Just so rude and disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. Today, we'll tell you that what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Bias will not get in the way of the truth in a discussion. If I was a Kentucky fan, I would say you were right, Ben. Calipari should be winning a little bit more with all talent that he has. And just because you mentioned what happened 20 years ago doesn't make your point wrong today. Just like when football fans trash Tennessee football right now, our only comeback is the same comeback that Kentucky fans are doing to you. Our only comeback is to talk about what we've done historically. We do it. We do it all the time. When someone says, "Oh man, Tennessee is trash right now," we can't just say okay, because we know it's kind of true, right? We went 4-8, 0-8 in SEC.
Literally the worst season in school.
Like, nobody wants to admit that, but it's true. We're not that good right now.
Yeah.
Our program is not in a good place. And it is better than it was yesterday.
100%.
And yesterday was better than it was the day before.
100%.
But we don't have a comeback when someone talks about what we did last year. So, you know what we reach for? We reach for history.
And honestly, and to be honest, if we're being honest with ourselves, bringing up 1998 is starting to get a little bit old.
We do it.
I don't know if it's starting.
It's our only comeback. We know that.
Look, I'm trying to be nice, Charlie. I mean,
has been for a while.
It's like some of us were laughing at Kentucky fans mentioning, "Oh, we've won one since 1998." Like, why are you bringing up 1998? Yet we do the same.
I do like being able to say to Kentucky fans at this point that Rick Barnes has a winning record against John Calipari.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite thing right now.
They have nothing to say on that one.
And, yeah. Oh, they do. They say, "Oh, well, we beat you in the SEC tournament championship game." And I said this when Charlie and I were doing our podcast. I would rather go 2-1 in the regular season and win the SEC championship than win the SEC tournament, because it is 10 times harder to win the SEC regular season championship than the SEC tournament.
There's reason to support both sides.
Yeah, I get it.
Because Tennessee and Kentucky got bounced around the same time in the tournament. So I would rather win the tournament game, because that means you're playing your best basketball.
100%.
But this year, it didn't really matter because both teams lost around the same time.
Didn't Kentucky make it to the
Did they go a game earlier?
I think they went
to
the Elite Eight.
Kentucky made it to Sweet 16.
Okay, in that case.
Kansas State. That's right.
That win maybe is a little bit better. But Charlie's point, Rick Barnes has a better record.
That's beautiful.
Has a winning record against Calipari. You can't debate that.
I mean, you just
can't. That's a really, 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 really good point.
I believe during the regular season, Tennessee has won 4 out of the last 6 against Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. Take that, Kentucky fans. But hey, if you want to talk about what happened when Adolph Rupp was coaching, cool, man. You win, okay? You win. You got it. And Tubby Smith won in 98. Yeah, yeah. You got it. Cool, man.
Tubby Smith.
Awesome, man. Tubby Smith won. Awesome. Antoine Walker was doing the shake. Heck, what?
Do they like to bring up the fact that Rick Pitino won a championship for them?
Hey, Rick Pitino won one.
That's probably the most ironic statement involving
snitching Rick Pitino now, who has talking about writing a book now. He's snitching on everybody now.
Write a book. I would read the heck out of that.
Okay, Rick Pitino won a championship for you. But what about today?
That'd be like Donnie Tindall winning a championship for Tennessee.
What about today? Well, and then Donnie going to and coaching for like Florida or Vanderbilt, I guess. But
and winning a national championship there also.
Yeah, but what Kentucky fans are doing to you, Ben, we do it all the time.
I know.
When our point gets a little weak, when our hands get a little clammy, and our point starts to slip, we always
revert back to the past.
We do it, man. We do it. You got to look in the mirror. You got to keep it real. All right. Speaking of keeping it real, man, this Dan Wolkin, Mike Leach beef, this is what we were waiting for. Finally, a coach says enough is enough. I'm going to pop back publicly. Now, Mike Leach didn't handle it probably the right way, but he popped back. And we like Mike Leach. Here's the reason why we like Mike Leach. Because he's entertaining. Because he's different. He's different than every other college coach. He's entertaining. There's folks that wanted Mike Leach as a head coach at Tennessee for the wrong reasons.
Charlie.
You wanted him because he was entertaining.
Charlie.
That's all people wanted him for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people wanted him, only because he was entertaining.
Correct.
Who cares if he fit?
Who cares if he wins football games? He'll be entertaining on Mondays.
People wanted him because he was entertaining. I'm sorry, that does not win in the SEC. Mike Leach puts out this conspiracy theory video, former President Barack Obama. It is clearly false, which is dangerous. And it doesn't matter who it was, if it was your favorite candidate or your favorite candidate of your political party that you side with. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is a very high-profile employee in the state of Washington.
Second highest paid employee in the state next to Chris Peterson.
Like a person of that magnitude, that stature, that power, tweeted out fake news. And people probably thought it was true. That's the dangerous and irresponsible thing that Mike Leach did. It is what it is. We can agree or disagree. If you don't agree with it, cool, whatever. But he tweeted out fake news. And that's just dangerous considering his power. So Dan Wolkin writes an article about it and kind of says, hey, man, this is kind of why he has not been able to get a big job. Now let's pause. You take Dan Wolkin, you take Mike Leach. If we did a poll, which one do you like more? 95% of the people will say Mike Leach, right? Easy. I like Mike Leach more than Dan Wolkin. If you're a Tennessee fan, you should definitely like Mike Leach more than Dan Wolkin. Mike Leach wanted to come here. He was ready to crawl to Knoxville. He would have walked to Knoxville. He wanted this job so bad. I know that for a fact. He wanted this job.
He would have ridden a monkey here.
Yes, he wanted this job.
He would have ridden in a pirate ship down the river here.
Yes, that too, Charlie. Tell him. Yes. Dan Wolkin went to Vanderbilt. He does not waste a time, an opportunity to throw a jab at Tennessee fans.
No.
Oh, man. He don't like Tennessee fans. Tennessee fans don't like him.
Who do Tennessee fans dislike more? I think I know.
In the media? I don't think anybody.
It's Dan Wolkin.
But yeah. I didn't finish what I was saying. Yeah. I think I know the answer to this, but who do Tennessee fans dislike more? Dan Wolkin or Butch Jones?
It's Dan Wolkin because they're still like little Facebook groups. They're still talking about, you shouldn't have fired a coach that went 9-4. You know, we ran off a good coach. We ran him off.
That's true.
I mean, y'all did him wrong. You know, we ran off a good coach. He wanted to be here. I mean, he won 2-9-win seasons. I mean, you still got little Facebook groups out there that's still pumping that propaganda crap. So, Dan Wolkin.
I'd say
it's more hated.
Personally, I dislike Butch Jones more for the simple fact that he lost a lot of football games and Dan Wolken does not affect the results on the field on Saturday.
That's how I feel. I mean, at the end of the day, Butch screwed Tennessee way more than Dan Wolken ever did because Tennessee fans alleviated the situation around Dan Wolken that Dan Wolken was screwing with. And let's call him by his full name. Dan Smiley Face Emoji Wolken.
Daniel
Smiley Face Emoji Wolken.
Woken, not Wolken.
Oh, that's right.
Woken.
And so, yeah, definitely Butch Jones takes the cake for me, but yeah, Woken.
Woken put like a stamp on the Butch Jones situation. He's like the ugly seal, the ugly stamp on the situation.
He really made it a special occasion, that's for sure.
We gotta take a break. We'll come back and we'll try to get back on track talking about Mike Leach and Dan Wolken, and everybody was in Mike Leach's side. I was kind of just the person that was pouring gas in the whole situation. I wanted more action.
You're the hype man.
I was a hype man. That was me, man. I was Don King without the hair.
You're that kid in middle school that tells each participant of a potential fight that, hey, you hear Charlie was talking crap about you, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ben. Did you hear Charlie was talking crap about you?
Yeah, that was me. That was me last night.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's you. And in the meantime, I'm not talking crap about Charlie. Charlie's not talking crap about me. You're just trying to get a fight started.
Yeah, that was me last night. That's not me in real life, but that was me last night because I wanted to see Mike Leach and Dan go at it. Oh, I was right in the middle of it.
I think they still should. Let's make this debate
what Leach wants to have. What would be great is if Mike Leach asked Dan Wolken about the John Curry situation, because Dan Wolken has refused to respond to anybody.
That would be great.
About it. And if he just pretended like Leach didn't say something about that, that would be the icing on the cake.
I'm not the only person who is like shamelessly trying to get these guys going. I mean, Gary Parish tried to get him on his show. He wants them to debate on his show. Well,
that would be phenomenal.
Hey, Dan, you always welcome here. You and Mike Leach, y'all can hash out your differences right here on this program. I mean, well, I'll be up for that. We need to make that happen.
Y'all can even fly to Knoxville. We'll have you in studio. We'll fix you some cornbread and some buttermilk.
I will do that now.
Sweet or unsweet, whichever one you like.
Yeah, I can.
I can see Dan Wolken not liking cornbread at all, though.
No.
He's definitely not a cornbread guy.
He would take a tart for breakfast. I don't do cornbread. I want a tart. Fruit tart. 865-255-03 B-Dry Waterproof Hotline. All right, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Hey, gentlemen, June is Men's Health Month. But do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to the Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. At the Low T Center, most health insurance is accepted. They will even verify your insurance for you. Low T Center's physicians have been exclusively diagnosing and treating men for low testosterone for years. And in honor of Men's Health Month, Low T Center is offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Take advantage of this offer, especially if you haven't met your deductible yet, have a high copay, or don't have insurance. So if you've noticed a decline in energy or motivation, you may have low testosterone. Low testosterone makes you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. Low T Center's experienced medical staff will educate you on the benefits and risk of testosterone replacement. Make your health a priority today and call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
So, Charlie, I know how excited you were when Mike Leach, out of nowhere, because I saw it. I was on Twitter. I saw the tweet because I follow Mike Leach. And I was like, oh, oh,
he wasn't ready.
I immediately texted you guys, and I was like, oh, dang, Mike Leach just blasted Dan Wolkin.
He wasn't ready. She said, he said she didn't have any hair.
Here is what Mike Leach said. I guess we haven't read it quite yet. No. Leach said the following verbatim on Twitter. So, a guy who no one knows, Wolkin, has an axe to grind. I'm not sure who he is, but at the risk of building his career, I'm willing to debate him anywhere and anytime. He is pathetically biased, but I think that the message of free thought needs to get out. Wolkin is clearly a brilliant man, because he can write an article without any sources, only his brilliance. Amazing. In any case, I can't wait for him to show me the light. He will set me straight, and then I can move forward.
Mike Leach is Donald Trump III.
That's, I almost like read it in a Trump voice.
Because you can't
Wolkin,
say
a man who no one knows. He has an axe to grind. Pathetically biased.
Sad.
I could not stop laughing. And yeah, I just wanted to stoke the flames. Tennessee fans, I capitalize on the Tennessee fan dislike for Wolken. My own dislike. I mean, I said yesterday, I don't respect him. I don't respect what he does. He lost with the situation around Kerr. He lost any and all respect with me. I thought it was hilarious. And yeah, I am in the camp of ultimately. Wolken in that article was right. There is a reason that Leach is stuck out at Washington State and he hasn't gotten a bigger job, even though, you know, his coaching record and his prowess says that he's actually a good football coach. But I think these these tweets actually sort of prove Wolken's point. But at the same time,
don't let the truth get in the way of our bias here.
But at the same time,
let's not let the truth get in the way here.
I mean, this is just so funny because, I mean, I said this to you guys, I guess, off there a little bit ago. Mike Leach is just doing what every coach wants to do with some media members.
Yeah.
And just be like, ah, screw this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, they just can't. And Leach is living that dream. Look at him.
Here's the problem with Mike Leach's tweet. Everything was good. Everything was great except for he tried to pretend like he didn't know who Dan Wolken was. You can't do that, Coach Leach. You can't pretend like you don't know who a guy is when you've blocked them. Obviously, you know who they are because you don't like what was written about you, and you took the time out to go to his profile and click block. If I don't know who someone is, I don't know who they are. I don't block them. I'm not looking at their profile. The moment you look at their profile and you read, okay, they work for USA Today, you know who they are. You know who they are. You took time to block them. You can't block someone and then talk about free thought and you ready to debate. Well, why you block them if you're ready to debate? That just – and I like Mike Leach, but I got to keep it real here. I can't let my bias get in the way of the truth. And the truth is, you know, Mike, that tweet was a little weird. And I hate it because, you know, Dan doesn't like Tennessee fans, and Tennessee fans hate him. But he was actually right when he was talking about Mike Leach. Now, what was great about this is he's retweeting every mean thing that Tennessee fans were tweeting him about Dan. He was retweeting it. I thought it was fantastic.
Mike Leach is genuinely a petty dude, and I think it is just hilarious. What did you say he tweeted? Someone, Ben, he said he retweeted a Tennessee fan that said something like, Mike Leach is great and Dan Wolken carries hand lotion in his purse or something.
I don't think I can mention that one on air.
Was that why? I just think that, I mean,
well, what was it? Dan, I can't remember.
Did it have like curse words in it? I don't know.
Curse words, but it was
more than just that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could tell what it was getting at.
But that's the general sentiment of what he was.
I'll find it.
Retweeting was things like that.
Mike Leach retweeted a person who said, "Wolken blocked me a few years back because I use a slang name for a female part to describe him." And he made my point for me.
Oh,
Mike Leach
goodness.
Retweeted this. Mike Leach retweeted this. What? Like, Mike Leach he doesn't care at all what's going on.
He is burning it down.
Their tweet that you were referring to says, Coach Leach has cojones.
Ah.
And thinks independently.
And Dan Wolken has hand lotion in his purse. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
My goodness.
I mean, yeah, he is just burning burning it down.
Here's another one that Mike Leach retweeted. Wolken blocked all of Vol Nation, who are mostly a big fan of yours, myself included, after his text messages with our then AD got leaked via public records. The text destroyed his credibility, and he hasn't been able to recover since. Just a lazy media guy. Mike Leach retweeted this.
My thing is like,
yes.
How does Mike Leach have this much free time?
He's not recruiting. That's why. He's not recruiting, folks. And y'all wanted him in Tennessee. He is not recruiting right now. This is the off season. He's not recruiting.
It's not our problem. He's here for our entertainment, and I am for it.
I love Mike Leach at an arm's length distance away from Tennessee. Just saying.
Well, the funny thing is that Washington State loves him also. I mean, he's one of the best coaches they've ever had. He really is,
he is.
A firm number two to Mike Price in terms of their football history.
He retweeted a tweet that says, "Taking it to Woken like this pirate quote from Anne Bonny. I am sorry to see you here, but if you had fought like a man, you needn't be hanged like a dog."
That's incredible.
Mike Leach retweeted that.
He's out of control, man, but he's entertaining. If you are Washington State, if you are the president, maybe the athletic director, or let's say the big boosters, how are you feeling right now? How did you feel last night? How are you feeling right now? Are you okay, or are you making a phone call to Leach? Or, I mean, are you supporting this? How are you feeling right now?
I would feel some type. I would not be a fan of it if I was a athletic director at Washington State or president or somebody of that sort. Because it is a bad reflection of Mike Leach and indirectly the university. I mean, clearly he cares more about Twitter beef than out recruiting. There's plenty of time to be game planning right now, kind of setting up practices and all those sorts of things. But instead, you're on Twitter arguing with a sports writer. Like, what? So I would feel some type of way about it if I was an athletic director, if I was one of his superiors. I would not be a fan of it, and he would be receiving a phone call from myself.
Charlie?
I'm thinking.
Charlie would have joined in. Charlie would have joined in on the Twitter.
Their response after the initial him tweeting out the video, the Barack Obama edited video, was, Mike Leach's political opinions are not our political opinions, and he's allowed to do what he wants. And, you know, something like that, sort of, we're sorry you got offended, kind of a thing. And that would be my response here, too, because the thing is, Washington State kind of can't afford to get rid of Mike Leach. Who are you going to go get, you know? You're Washington State. I would probably say if that's the position that you're in, and honestly, at the end of the day, what kind of difference does this way make? What is Dan Wolkin going to do? Oh, Dan Wolkin, this guy that everybody hates, is going to put together some kind of movement against your coach? No. I think I would put out a similar statement to what they said before. Just like, Leach is his own man. He can say what he wants in his free time. That sort of thing.
Coach Leach's political views do not necessarily reflect the views of Washington State University students, faculty, and staff. So Washington State distanced themselves.
They basically
from
just
Mike
said,
yeah.
you know, Mike Leach is over here, we're over here.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Well, you know what's about to happen, right? Dan Wolkin is about to be digging like he's never dug before. And here in a couple months, something will come out about Mike Leach because he pissed off Dan Wolkin.
And that is crossing the line, in my opinion, right there. All right, we got to take a break. We got Attaboy coming up next, and then we have Touchdown Turnover after that. 865-255-03, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly after 2 p.m. Partly sunny skies with a high near 88. A 30% chance of storms overnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 72. Tomorrow, the chance of precipitation jumps to 60%, cloudy with a high near 84 and a low around 69. Friday, more of the same with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958,
That's right. Nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
A65-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Hour 1, and Swain Event TV is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. It's time for Attaboy, where we highlight positivity in the world. We do that starting with Charlie. Charlie, what you got this morning?
Got an Attaboy that was sent in by our listener, Orange Addict. And this is from the World Cup. This is a cool video that he sent in, and I'll put it in the show notes on the app. But an attaboy goes to the fans of Senegal's soccer team, because there's this video now online of after the game, a whole group of Senegal fans stayed in the stands and cleaned up the stadium on, I guess, their, you know, behalf of Senegal and their fan base. And I think that's really cool. Yeah, obviously, you never really see that. Everyone just sort of files out of a stadium. They're gone. And the stadium has employees that do that. But they stayed around, gave back a little bit, respected the space that they used for the amount of time that they were there. I just thought it was really cool. And it's something that you pretty much never see. And from a country that, you know, on the world map is inconsequential to most of us, but they can do cool things like this and get noticed.
I like it.
I'm loaded up on for what's today, so I'll let y'all handle the attaboys.
Okay. This teacher is setting a new bar for what it means to go above and beyond for your students. A woman here in Oak Forest was heartbroken to hear that her 10-year-old student was unable to go on the class 3-day camping trip to Camp Sullivan in Oak Forest. She has cerebral palsy. Her walker was unable to maneuver through the rough terrain of the wilderness. So instead of allowing her student to miss out, the teacher offered to carry the 60-pound student on her back. The educator is from the Academy of Global Citizenship in Chicago, Illinois, and she decided to buy a $300 special harness that will allow her to shoulder the youngster for the trip. And so she gets the atta girl today because she literally carried a student on her back, 60-pound student on her back, for this camping trip because she did not want her to miss out. So she carried her for 45 minutes on this hike, and she gets the atta girl today. She gets the atta girl. So I will also put this on the show notes, too.
I mean, I guess we're giving an attaboy to Mike Leach as well.
No, man, he don't get attaboy from me.
I'll give him a partial attaboy. He gets like a little.
Why?
Like a wink. Like, thank you. Calling out Dan Wolken. Thank you.
I mean, look how.
I know he did. I agree with you. But still, he called out Dan Wolken, and he didn't have to. So for that, he gets a little wink from me.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, if you want to give him that, that's cool.
I'll be honest. I sort of loved it.
We know you loved it, Charlie. Hilarious.
I'm not saying I didn't like it, but we are letting our bias get in the way 100%. of the truth, which is Mike Leach didn't look great.
Nah, he didn't.
He was triggered.
He did.
For a reason. He was triggered because Dan Wolken was right.
Yes.
He was triggered. And the stuff that he was retweeting is below Mike Leach. You are a head football coach.
Correct.
He got out of hand.
I agree. But yeah. I still enjoyed it because he called out Dan Wolken.
For entertainment purposes, absolutely.
That's what I'm giving him an attaboy for, is for the entertainment he provided
at the very least.
Got it. On a Tuesday afternoon.
I'm with you.
He was turning up on a Tuesday.
I'm with you. I mean, you have to be able to separate kind of how you personally feel than like the unbiased object truth, which is Mike Leach looked really bad in this situation.
Yes.
But, oh, man, he went after the guy that always trolls Tennessee fans hate.
The question, and we have to take a break here, but the question that I would ask is, what media member could have come after Leach and people not be entertained? Like, people would have been like, no, Leach, you can't go after that guy. Is there one?
I think there's a long list of them. Maybe Dan, we'll talk about Dan that. Wetzel, Gary Parrish.
Gary Parrish, for sure, at least for me.
Dan Wetzel is very respected.
Dan Wetzel does great work.
865-255-0303, Beat Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Touchdown or turnover is coming up around the corner. Again, 865-255-0303. Be right back.